Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
17-yard line. Jalen Moore is in as an extra blocker. They have Juju Smith-Schuster as a tight for the right side. Jalen Moore, extra blocker. As the Chiefs go tackle over tackle, they give it off Kareem Hunt. He dives right into the mouth of the Colts. Touchdown, Kansas City! And he put his shoulder pad right into the face of the Colts. And the Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game. They'll go for two.
All right, let's do this. Victory Monday. Woo! In the flesh, baby.
Yeah.
Knew it the whole time. Knew they had him in him.
Oh, sure.
Knew they had it in him. Reverse psychology.
Kiss
how you doing?
Kiss my ass.
That's fair. I will take it all today. Right on the chin, right before Thanksgiving. I deserve it. I threw out the challenge flag, and the Kansas City Chiefs, well, my God. They threw it right back in my face and watched me eat it. That's how that happened. That's a weird fetish to have. But again, I threw out the challenge. I said, hey, I think the Colts are going to win. I think the season might be done. Chiefs said, shut the F up.
It's not over
yet. We
got
a lot of games left.
It ain't over yet, buddy. Hold your winter meetings. That Caglione second year talk, we've got a couple months, buddy. Hold your horses. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid still own this town for a couple more months, baby. They are not done yet. What a game. I think we should dub this Max Wright Monday. That's just what I'm thinking in my head. I don't know. It just kind of popped up. I don't know. Or Max Wright Monday has a good ring to it. Let us know. 913-586-7965. All that matters is, boom, baby. We're back. We're in this. It's not in yet. A lot of work to do. But felt like the guys listened yesterday, brother. Felt like the guys listened.
There was definitely some more urgency. There was more identity. There was definitely less with more yesterday. How about Kareem Hunt, right?
Woo, man!
How about 29 yesterday?
Yep.
How about 29 yesterday?
Yep.
And help is on the way. Damien Pierce, he's coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, could
he's
be big.
Gonna use him for Houston. Why not? Normally it's the other way around.
It's true.
Somebody
That's
picked
true.
Up a Chiefs player. Hey, let us know. Hey, Mecole Hardman, play like half of a game and then let us know what the Chiefs tend to do
exactly.
in the playoffs when
yep.
the Bills come knocking. Again, Chiefs victorious yesterday. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. Bob's in Jersey. This will be Mac and myself today. So when you put on your radio and it sounds like after hours, we warned you. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you all Monday until 10 o'clock. Then Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. Carrington and Rob from 2 to 6. It will be a victory Monday slash. Hate to tell you, I'm not doing this because I got it wrong. I'm doing it because this is where we got to get it right. Half of this show, three-fourths of this show, will be reaction to what we saw yesterday, which was a Chiefs victory in overtime where people that were there were texting me as well about the vibes.
Yeah, gritty playoff kind of feel.
Yeah. But then Dallas, man, they're right there. By the way, called that one. Not going to give myself the doubt. You know, said the Chiefs would lose. Called that Philadelphia loss. Ain't done. And now those two teams are going to play in what will be the most watched regular season football game of all time. What do you think? You think they sniff 45 million?
What's the most, like, yeah, 30, yeah, probably
38-39 is where we're at.
Yeah,
Cowboys win in overtime with a field goal, beat Philadelphia.
Yeah, that helps, man.
Chiefs win in overtime, beat Indianapolis. Both teams fighting for playoff chances, playing on Thanksgiving at 3:30. Everybody in Kansas City's eating at 2 o'clock. And then once 3 o'clock hits, you're establishing base of where you're watching that game.
Which is perfect. Up until like yesterday, I thought the game was at 2:30 and the Packers Eagles Lions or Lions Packers was at 11. So I love that it's at 3:30 because 2 o'clock's my perfect eating time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think low 40s or low to mid 40s, 43, 46, kind of in that range.
Right.
Because you're right. I mean, Cowboys with the second win of the day to the Chiefs' big win, but both those wins for those teams, you're right, keep them alive. They're vying for playoff spots. They're vying for a lifeline. The America's team, the true America's team in Kansas City, you know, the dynasty, the current dynasty, yeah, that's going to get insane numbers. Just like Kareem Hunt, like you said, did over 100 yards in the ground, 30 carries, his most he's ever had in his career. Answered the call, dude. We'll talk about him all day. He's one of the MVPs. We're going to talk about the defense, obviously, all day. Another MVP of this game. But Kareem Hunt, brother, like, one of my favorite Chiefs before the second chance, gets his second chance, solidifies himself as that guy. And then he's there for this team when they need him. And yesterday, most carries he's ever had, 30 years old. He had 27 twice last season, 29 carries twice in his rookie season. But yeah, 30 carries yesterday for the guy. And again, Andy Reid heard us, man. He listened. I think you counted, what, 12 under center runs?
11 to 12 is like where I think I was at when I watched the game.
Yeah, and I was right around there too when we were both
kept
counting.
Kept notes.
Oh, yeah, we got
on
notes.
The back of my water bill.
Hey, we don't got Bobby Betts, so we had to get our notepads out.
We had to do some homework because I thought what took me away right away was the crowd noise was effective on the first drive, right? Referees were not the best yesterday, but that's not where we're going to complain about this game because everybody has a bad day at the office. Yesterday was not a good day at the office for those guys that wear black and white.
Rough day.
Bad day to be a referee in Kansas City yesterday. Just not good. Very, I can't see that crew getting a call for a playoff. Because that was a playoff game yesterday, and at some point in the game, it was the referee show, right? The face mask call that took away a touchdown for Bobby Betts' anytime Travis Kelce touchdown on Juwan Taylor. There was the roughing the passer call, which some people can say, you know what? That's a bad call. Or most people can say, that's the rule. Like, sorry. Like, that is the rule.
Yeah, maybe sucky rule.
Yeah.
But it is the rule. Yeah.
Stooky. But yeah, it is one of those things where like take that in the off season. Cause I'm with the majority in that call. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
He wrapped him up. He tried to like hold him and then all the weight fell on him. Personal foul, roughing the passer. So again, a big play there. They just weren't that great. But what I noticed was that the crowd was a factor on the opening drive. Indianapolis had that ball forever. It seemed like it. And there was a holding call. There was a, illegal formation where the right tackle was off the line, and then Jim Nance had to throw shade at Juwan Taylor, which is a problem.
Yep.
That's the Juwan Taylor call, Tony. Hey, maybe because you do that is why
it is
always happening. And then there was the center that jumped on a crucial play. And that was, you know, lo and behold, that was the crowd. And that was a playoff electric crowd.
Showed up.
And then
man.
Our buddy Aussie was telling me it felt a lot like the 13-second game, which a little dramatic there for me because of what that game was. There was way more going on in that game. I don't think that's that close. But, I mean, no one moved. No one sat down. No one was mad in the lower bowl or the upper bowl, wherever you were, that you were standing and watching that game because that was a team win, man. That was a second half adjustment. Again, 11 to 12 plays under center. A lot of adversity that they came back from. Mahomes throws that horrible interception on the second offensive play of the game. That's tipped in the air, then caught and damn near taken for a touchdown.
On an RPO, which is just did not help the narrative there at all.
And then Kareem Hunt's fumble was huge.
Massive. Yeah.
And then you see the leadership and you see what we looked for, the identity of this team.
Yep.
Is there gonna be pouting and bitching and moaning and crying on the sideline? No. Travis Kelce came up to old boy, hugged him, said we're gonna be all right. They went back out there. And Kareem Hunt did it.
Yep.
And then 7:27, ball on the 11-yard line, down three, the Chiefs went three and out. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, what are they going to do to get out of this? What are they going to do this? And then they put it together. And the identity was there. The pressure is not too much. This is a playoff type of game. We are at home.
Yep.
We have the advantage. We have Andy Reid. We have Patrick Mahomes. We have Travis Kelce. We have Harrison. But by the way, Harrison Butker.
Let's go. Hey, great job, man. Hasn't been a problem in over
seven?
A month.
How about seven? Okay.
Very
like
good.
Like him or hate him, how about seven yesterday? Is he giving you that ease again? Where like he's lined up from 45, you can go, hey, we'll go grab another cold one. I'm sure it's going to go through the uprights.
Absolutely.
Get back in there. There's 3 points on the board.
Absolutely.
So Butker, Kareem Hunt, big games yesterday.
Huge, huge games.
And how have you won those close games in the playoffs in the past? Because you've closed it out and gotten to a point where you can say, hey, seven, go pipe this thing through. And they did that. So congratulations to the Chiefs. They win yesterday 23-20 against Colts.
Woo!
They're now 6-5, and they get the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday. Absolutely, baby. 40
right.
million people tapping into this one.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was nervous, obviously, just I was nervous in general, but I was especially nervous that they were going to do what they had done this year, where it's abandon it, abandon the run game, abandon who they were, get nervous, become too rushed, and act like you're down 30 with no time left when you're down 11 with a lot of time left. And they did that. They stayed true to themselves. They knew what was working, and they stuck to it. They're not going to let a Kareem Hunt fumble just to completely get rid of them, eradicate the run game. So I was really happy about that. Breshard Smith with a couple of nice catches. Everyone kind of came through. Obviously, we'll talk about Rashee Rice. Incredible second half. That's another thing, too. Like, didn't abandon the run, but they knew they needed more. They knew they needed to be explosive.
Yeah.
And they went back to the easy button. We had talked about that. Go to who and what is reliable. What works? 87 and number four, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and you had your reliable kicker, which is a very valuable weapon this time of year.
Yeah, in a game like that, man. Yes.
You know what else is a valuable weapon this time of year?
What's that?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
praise the Lord,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You
That's right, baby.
Woo.
Thanksgiving week. We'll get all into that as well, but we'll dive more into what this Chiefs game was yesterday. A very huge game. Derek Johnson will be on the show. Josh Klingler will also be on the show. And all of your texts that I so hollowly deserve here on 96.5 The Fan, 913-586-7965. We are back. We will get into an overreaction on Monday. Plus, we'll get into what game and what this reminded us of yesterday. Here on 96.5 The Fan, it's Mac Morris, Dusty Likens. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I know that I'm hard.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Mahomes has Edward Helaire in as the running back. He puts Noah Gray in motion. Now he goes back to a right slot. Three eligible that way. Mahomes in the pocket. Zings it. Caught! Rice on the far side, 8 yards deep. In the end zone, 2 points for the Chiefs. They're within a field goal at 20-17, Indianapolis, at 8:37 to go in the game.
And that is the sexual sounds of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. How about Rashee Rice yesterday? Tyquan Thornton, he didn't have a catch.
Nope. Only one or two targets, really.
Juju Smith-Schuster had one for eight, had him for over 8.5 yards receiving. Ouch. It stings. It's like that guy from Men in Black. You have any idea how much that stings?
Yeah, he's going to have 2 chances a game kind of thing. That's going to be it.
I wouldn't be doing my job. Chiefs are 6-5?
Yep.
What's the Carolina Panthers record?
Are they 6-5?
What's up, y'all? I got a question. Y'all ready to support these Carolina Panthers as they keep pounding against these Green Bay Packers?
I said as long as they're 6-5 and the Royal Chiefs are 6-5.
Also, if I had $150,000, I want you to know exactly what I would do, y'all.
I'll tell you what I'd do.
Check it out.
Buy a team.
Spend $150,000 on a football
Can't
team.
Do that.
Wait a minute,
expensive.
That's not enough to buy a team.
Buy
Spend $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA is gonna make me tear it down. Might give me some Panther season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck no, I ain't sharing. I'ma eat them all up. Might give me a plane and fly to space. Spain, except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus, one big enough for all of us, the double Dutch. Getting chased by turkeys as we cruise around, windows down, now up so you can hear the sound. If you had 150,000.
And be 6-5 and staring the rest of the AFC West down the face. Panthers 6-5, Chiefs 6-5. Because you know you're going to see that picture of John Daly and Tiger Woods on the practice screen.
Oh, yeah.
6-5, Carolina.
I look forward to it.
I love it. It's fun.
It's great. It's a great bit. Keep winning, Carolina.
Is this an overreaction to say that's the last time we see that meme?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the Panthers' schedule. But yeah, we're going to keep winning.
Yeah,
they aren't.
How hard were you when I showed you the video? Because during the break, I'd seen a video of the replay of the kick made by Harrison Butker to win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs 23-20 in overtime yesterday, and it was like a side-by-side or a top-bottom shot. Okay. Bring it together. Yeah, we'll stick to side-by-side. And it showed Mahomes' reaction. Strictly business.
Yes.
Just no cheering, no run out of the field, arms wide open like Creed. It was just straight, okay, we're on to Dallas.
Yep.
Mahomes goes back home. I believe the Chiefs haven't won in Dallas since 1998.
I think that is the stat.
Before you were born.
Year I was born, yeah. So, yeah, I would have been just born.
Yeah.
Last time the Chiefs won in Dallas. So, no,
27 years.
That is pretty nuts to think about. Yeah, for Mahomes, that reaction said a lot because I think you said it out of the break. Like, he knows that. One, it's not done and that they maybe shouldn't be in this position. That's part of that face. I think part of it, too, is like specifically to that game, what happened yesterday in that 3.5 hours is like, did Mahomes play well? Yeah, he had 350 passing yards. Like, he got them down the field multiple times, but he knows they can do better.
Yeah.
They had 42 minutes of time possession, right? Do the math. That leaves 18 for the Colts. They had more than double the first downs. They had double the yards. They destroyed them statistically in the box score. And that's maybe a positive or a negative. You can, you know, flip it either way you want to for Kansas City. But if you're a Chiefs fan, that's something you can look at for me today passively and say, okay, I know that they can get to that point where they're finishing. Yeah. And that's not a 23-20 overtime win. That's, okay, I'm getting another Surfside in the fourth quarter with five minutes left because they're up 13 and it's confident and it feels good. I think they can get to that point. And that's Mahomes' face at the end saying, okay, we're getting there. We're getting close. They needed that win. They needed that win. And I think you mentioned the off the air too, man, that momentum is going to help this team. They needed to feel good about themselves. Getting that close score win, they can do it. They showed themselves they can do it.
I think some of that reaction would be what was happening in the first half because there was a lot of people frustrated with that first half score. What was it? 17-9? Is that what it was at halftime?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yep. The Chiefs had the ball for 18 minutes and 42 seconds. They had 16 first downs, 178 total yards, 9 points. And that's with their first drive being an interception on the second throw and still had 18 minutes and 42 seconds of possession and still only produced 9 points. So there's still a little bit of tinkering to be done, but that would be something we would do on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Unfortunately, we will not be here for those shows. You will be back on Friday from 8 until 11.
Yes.
With Drew Nixon.
With our boy Drew. Yeah, it'll be great.
Who got to see heartbreak. His season's officially over in Cincinnati.
GG's. I would not bring back Joe Burrow, but that's a different topic.
Not my decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Don't have to worry about that.
That's also a very tough decision for a coach. Because if you're a quarterback who has been made of glass his entire career and you're playing for nothing – and you come back because what they only have three wins.
3-8, 3-9 now.
Okay, Baltimore now leading that division at 6-5. Pittsburgh in the playoffs is a wild card now at 6-5.
3-8. Yeah,
3-8. There's what, 6 games left. The most they can win is 9 and go 9-8, and they'd have to win out.
Yeah,
and it's also like good luck if Joe Burrow comes and he's like, I'm playing. It's like, nah, dude, they don't want you to play. It's like, well, sorry. So, like, unless they, like, shackle him to the bench, I don't think he would sit because I think he's just going to play.
And he'd come back and he'd have to play the Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Right.
I don't want that for you.
Right. And then at one point yesterday, the Chiefs were plus 340 on the money line. The score was 20-9 with less than two minutes left in the third quarter. It was 20-9.
First time he's ever come back, Mahomes, from 11 in the fourth.
Yep. And they actually won a one possession game.
Yep.
Mahomes finally beats the Colts in the regular season, and once again, Mahomes has not lost 3 consecutive games in the regular season. So, me being a dummy, should have seen that in there because there are those goofy things that happen in sports. But again, there's still things to dive into in this game. It was a big win
for sure,
And what I think this win can do, and I know there's a lot of people that are like, fellas, do that. Dallas team's pretty good. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they have
top 10 offense in the league.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five. Might be top three. It's disgusting.
They're great.
George Pickens has found a home. CeeDee Lamb has obviously been who he is. Jake Ferguson is on the come as being one of the top five tight ends in football. May never see the ceiling of Sam Laporta again. That's an interesting story.
Sucks.
He's out for the year with what, back surgery?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Back or ACL or something out of nowhere.
Missed almost all of last year. Got hurt at the end of his rookie year with the ACL injury or whatever it was that he injured. And then now we're going into year four coming off of surgery. We'll see George Kittle tonight. I believe it's San Francisco and Carolina.
I think that is the game, yes.
Okay. That's right, isn't it? Monday Night Football?
Yep. Okay. At San Francisco.
Okay. And I think this game yesterday reminded me of a baseball analogy, which is sometimes when your baseball team is in a rut, they need that special win, and that special win is a walk-off. Whether it's like a walk-off double or somebody hits a massive walk-off home run, there's so many times in baseball you've seen where a team has lost four or five in a row and the offense is stagnant and they get to a game and all of a sudden it's like 3-3, ninth inning, they go into extra innings, they go to the 12th, and then all of a sudden your team that you're supporting does the magic. Like they hit the walk-off home run, they hit the game-winning hit, and that erupts the team from inside because in those trying times, you find out who's going to step up and be the guy. Kareem Hunt has a late fumble in the game, which you're going, oh, well, here we are once again facing adversity. And then the Chiefs do the inevitable. They walked it off essentially for this game against the Colts. They went 20-3. But like, I think this is where you are kind of fortunate having this game. Now, you're going to have two equal sides colliding against each other in Dallas and Kansas City because essentially both teams won in the same way. Dallas was down like 21-7. Chiefs were down 20-9. Both teams came back. Both teams beat arguably the best teams in their like conferences, right? Like you could say Philadelphia and the Rams were kind of even. Now you'll say the Rams are by far and away the better team. Now, by the way, Matthew Stafford in the negative on MVP voting.
Let's go. Good for him.
Yeah. It's Stafford, Drake May, I believe Jonathan Taylor. And then there's another guy, and then it's Mahomes. Oh, Josh Allen, then Mahomes.
I mean, to me, that's just right. Stafford, yeah.
Stafford, I believe, is minus 215, and I think that Mahomes is plus 2,500 to win MVP. Now, we'll see what Mahomes does in the next 3 weeks because the continuation of what's going to be, which is why I go back to the walk-off hit in baseball analogy, because that can start a run. Right. Let's say it's the opening night of a series. Say it's a Friday night and you hit a walk-off home run. Well, now you carry all that momentum into Saturday and then you win the series and then you win a sweep. And then all of a sudden you're on a winning streak and you've won 3, 4, 5 in a row. Right. Which I think that's what a lot of people want to see the Chiefs do because they win this game, walk-off fashion, kind of bring back the city, kind of bring back everybody alive. But then you got to go play Dallas on Thursday on Thanksgiving, which is like their game. This is Jerry's day. This is Dallas's day. It's always been Dallas's day. You haven't won there since 98. Mahomes is going back home and all of that. So, like, I would say that both teams will have the advantage. Now you have to see how much of that juice is in the tank still when you go play Dallas because that was a very, very awesome win for the Chiefs. Also the same with Dallas. But this could start something because you go Dallas on Thursday. You get a mini bye and you get Houston in town.
Yep.
We saw what they did to Josh Allen. And then it's that Charger game on the 14th of December. If you can get to 7-5 and beat Dallas, and all of a sudden that Texans game is winners in the picture, losers out of the picture, then all of a sudden you're really starting to scare some people because right now, good win. Way to do it.
Yes,
less
sir.
Was more. Uh-huh. Walk-off field goal. Great win. Proved me wrong. I love to be proven wrong. I'm glad they did that.
Of course, you're not sitting there. Yeah, you don't want your take to be. You were rooting for the Chiefs. Yeah,
it was the hate watching.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, give it to Taylor. Come on. Yeah. There's a fumble, Kareem. That's what we wanted.
No, gosh, no.
No, that's pure evil.
No, that's just I am the not worst. Evil. That's not a true fan.
No.
And you are that.
Yes.
You are a true fan.
But that was a good game yesterday. Mahomes and the offense came in clutch when it mattered.
100%. I mean, that's what we've been wanting them to do. It was... Yes, the other team had more yards, more first downs, or our team had more yards, more first downs, and they could not capitalize. It should not have been as close of a game as it was. So it's frustrating to be in that point. But honestly, again, I think it's kind of a get the monkey off your back sort of situation. Hey, you can't do this. You can't do this. You haven't done this in so long. Well, you know what? Now I just did it. And now it feels like I can do that again and again and again, because really it's like you lost your shot in basketball, right? Hey, I was shooting 45% from the three 2 weeks ago. What the hell happened? I've lost my stroke. And then you get it back. And mm-hmm. now you're swishing and now you're hitting the back of that rim and you feel good again. And that's what it is. This is Mahomes, the Steph Curry complex. He's back in the gym and his stroke is now back and he just had a nice game winner, you know, over someone's mouth, right? Like that felt good for them. They need to see that, because I don't think it needs to be one score wins. That was my take at the beginning of the season here, Dusty. Like, this team is good enough. And I still believe that, even at 6-5 with what's happened with a lot of the bad losses and lack of discipline and lack of details we've seen this season, this team is good enough and should be beating teams where they're not in one score games. Like that Texans game, if they play their best game, that should be a 10-point win. I truthfully believe that. Against the Chargers, that should be a 10-point win. They should not be having to go down or get a stop in the last seconds. And I believe a win like this can propel them to where they need to go in order to actually be succeeding, having wins in that margin, which is what I want, which is what we all want. I don't want to be sweating out the rest of these games. That Cowboys game as well, Dusty, like great team, great offense, huge win for Dallas at home. You mentioned it. That's their day. That's still a team, though. If you punch them in the mouth and you're up 7-0, you get a stop and you're getting the ball back up 7-0, you can go have a clinic. You can shove it down their throats and have it be done.
And I got something wrong. I just want to make this
known.
The last time the Chiefs won in Dallas was on November 21st, 2021. Why do I not remember this game?
No, because I was at that game. 21.
It says, they defeated the Dallas Cowboys 19-9. This was a defensive victory with the Chiefs defense playing a significant role in the win.
Wow.
Is that true? Yeah. November 21st, 2021, the Chiefs won 19-9.
That's crazy.
They scored 3 points in the second half. Dallas scored 6. They outscored Dallas in the first half 16-3. That must have been a boring game. That's why we don't remember it.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Did not know that. But yeah, solid win yesterday.
And it's not like there's not issues to get better from.
No, yeah. I mean, the special teams is atrocious.
That's disgusting.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
First time you get the ball holding special teams.
Every time. Is it blocking? That
three special team penalties yesterday that were huge.
And then
one late in the game as well.
Late in the game. And then when you do have a clean return, love Nico Remigio, right? Like he helped this team out a lot last season. Great guy. Like it just has not been this season. I mean, you have 10 or 15 yards of open grass in front of you late in that game. He runs backwards, then he runs to the side. Mm-hmm. He does that consistently. Like at this point, if you're not going to use Tyquan Thornton in the offense and get him wide receiver snaps, I'd love to see him returning every punt.
So that game in 21, was that the Hail Mary? Or was Alex Smith the quarterback?
Because the Hail Mary at the end of the first half, I was at that game, and that was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And they lost that game.
Why don't I remember that November 21st? Because that's got to be close to like Thanksgiving. 2021, 19-9. So Mahomes has played
that's
in Dallas.
That's Dallas at KC, though.
Yeah, it is Dallas at KC?
That's at KC. So yeah.
Because Micah and Denver said they haven't won in Dallas since 1983.
Let's see here. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
1983 is what he says.
I don't know.
Well, KC lost that game in 1983 at Dallas, and you said 1998.
We need the text line's help in a bad way because we have no idea what the stat is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was an Arrowhead, not Dallas. Yeah, see? Somebody else. I don't remember that game either. Hail Mary was 2017.
Yeah.
So that was Mahomes' rookie year.
And they lost that game.
Yeah,
I was at that game. They lost. It was
and I know
fun.
They played in Dallas when I was a kid because Dale Carter got kicked out because I think he threw a punch at Michael Irvin. That's like old school. Text line, we need your help. When's the last time it happened? 913-586-7965. But let's get into an overreaction on a Monday. Mac, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You got it.
Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs is the most dangerous weapon in the NFL.
Okay.
That's my overreaction today. And I don't even know if that's an overreaction because some people might be like, well, Jonathan Taylor, how'd he do yesterday? How'd Saquon Barkley do yesterday? How'd Josh Allen do on Thursday night? How'd Mahomes play yesterday? Pretty damn good. Still a dangerous weapon. Rasheed Rice, pretty damn good.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
But it was Jahmyr Gibbs' day yesterday, man. You look at his stat line yesterday, he ran the ball 15 times for 219 yards. He had 11 catches for 45 yards. He is what Christian McCaffrey was in 2017. The dude is absolutely insane. We've seen this coming for the last couple of years. Obviously, he was drafted by the Lions when the draft was in Kansas City. That sent DeAndre Swift to Chicago. And Chicago kind of knew they were getting a pretty solid piece there, but Detroit, I don't think they actually knew what they were getting. Amara St. Brown, Jameis Winston or Wilson yesterday, nowhere to be found. A goose, a big goose.
Gosh, it's so weird with him. I just don't know what to do with him.
Nobody does. Neither does Detroit.
Two catches, 80 yards.
He needs to go to Chicago and go back with Ben Johnson.
Yes, so.
But Jahmyr Gibbs hit the walk-off yesterday. What was it, like a 49-yard touchdown run or something even
N-O-T,
longer?
Yeah.
N-O-T, game over. How you doing? Sick jerseys. Jahmyr Gibbs is the most dangerous weapon in football right now. And I don't think it's close. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. But I don't really notice Jonathan Taylor going out and getting catches. I think Jonathan Taylor's a stud. I don't see him going out and doing it. Saquon Barkley, off year. James Cook, pretty solid. It's not Jahmyr Gibbs. Bijan Robinson, it's not consistent enough. I like Bijan Robinson.
I love Bijan.
But he's just not there. The mustard man, just not always there. But Jahmyr Gibbs is always there.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone has the explosiveness that he has. I mean, the 0 to 60 speed, it feels like who else can take, who's the most likely guy to take a 98-yard screen pass to the house in the league right now? It's Jahmyr Gibbs. It's that guy. Jamar Chase is kind of that guy, too, could make everyone miss and be gone in a
flash.
Can't
trust him.
But yeah, you can't trust
and
him.
And a must-win game this week without a starting quarterback, he spits in a guy's face, loses out. Last year against the Chiefs in a must-kill drive, throws a punch or gets a personal foul, whatever it was, costs his team the game. Can't trust that. Jahmyr Gibbs has done none of that. Never been in trouble off the field. Seems like a likable guy, right? He did the whole Halloween weekly costume thing.
Yeah, that was sick.
Binkley hates it.
I forgot about that. Oh, Binkley.
He doesn't like it.
Classic.
And I think Jahmyr Gibbs is the most dangerous weapon in the NFL. I stand on that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it proves correct when you watch the Lions play and you watch them struggle and you watch them succeed. It's a wide juxtaposition in Jahmyr Gibbs' usage. When they are working, when they are humming, he's on the field and he's producing. This is my overreaction. The Falcons are one of, if not the most disappointing franchise in the NFL right now. You got to fire Raheem Morris. You got to find a new GM. You just got to have to reset here. You got to get a new quarterback. Michael Penix is 26 years old and he's hurt with his fourth injury, his third ACL tear. This is done. This team has to reset. The last win was at home against the Buffalo Bills when we were going, wow, look at this, the Falcons. Wow, panic time in Buffalo.
Because they leaned on the mustard man.
Yep, they leaned on Bijan Robinson. Penix had a couple of good throws when they needed it. Those early draft picks on the defense on the edge looked like they could have gotten to the quarterback. It looked like, wow, they might have something cooking. Since then, lost to the Niners, lost to the Dolphins, lost to the Patriots, lost to the Colts, lost to the Panthers, and yesterday they do beat the Saints by 14.
But, oh, congrats.
Yeah, exactly.
You beat Tyler Shuck.
You beat Tyler Shuck by 14 points. And
frankly, Alvin Kamara went out of the game.
Exactly. And that game was close in the second half. Mm. So it's just one of these things where, man, you guys are disappointing. This was a game. This was a team that if you told me they were going to vie for a playoff spot, maybe win the division, I would have told you you're not crazy. This is a team that has three top 10 picks, three offensive weapons that were picked in the top 10 on their team. Like, they don't have excuses. They just had two first-round picks last year. Like, they have high-octane talent that they either have not developed well, they've scouted poorly and picked the wrong players, or they just have a bad coach. I mean, any, all of the above, I don't know. The Falcons are a mess.
It's not good. I guess you could have another overreaction. Is it over in Tampa?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what's that division? Are the Panthers leading that division?
If they win tonight, they are. They're 6-5.
Yeah.
Bucks are 6-5. Obviously, Falcons and Saints are out 4-7, 2-9. Could you imagine?
Wow. Wow.
Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers might win the NFC because Baker was in a sling in the second half.
I know.
That's a shoulder injury.
Sucks.
No Mike Evans. Chris Godwin is still iffy. And no Bucky Irving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough right now. That sucks.
You like the band, the 1975?
Hell yeah.
That's the last time the Chiefs won in Dallas. November 10th, 1975. Thank you, text line. Thank you, text line, for the homework. We appreciate you. November 10th, 1975, KC1 in Dallas. That comes from a lot of people on the text line.
Here we go. 1975. That's nuts.
Somebody says, what did Gibbs do against the Chiefs? Oh, wait, relax. Okay, what did he do yesterday? 250 all-purpose yards and a walk-off win? That sucks for Baker, man.
No, I mean, we were talking MVP lead after 6 weeks.
Man. And a sling at the end of the game.
Man, who even is their backup right now?
He played last
night. Kyle Trask?
Yeah, in the second half.
Kyle Trask, yeah.
And he didn't play at all in the second half. He had a touchdown and two interceptions.
After that win, baby, I was... After that win, after about 3:30, man, I was just cruising.
Yeah, it was over.
Yeah.
For the day.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, TB, baby. Look at
that. Yeah, 8 of 15, 62 yards in one half. That's... Ooh, boy.
Love it.
Todd Bowles. Might want to get Bucky Irving back and give him the ball 40 times a game if you want to have a chance. Hey, Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they are focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building businesses and growing well since 1968. Learn more at buseybank.com. Man, that's crazy. 1975. Less is more. It worked. We explain here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
East first and 10, down 20-9. Mahomes again looking for the field, throws it late, caught at the 35 of the Colts, it's Rice, 25, he can't break the last guy's tackle. Forced out of bounds after 41 yards, Nick Cross saved a touchdown. If Rice gets free from Cross, it's 6 points, and the Chiefs 42 officially with a first down now at the Colts 17-yard line.
Once again, that is Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, that you can hear every single game on 96.5 The Fan, starting off 3 hours ahead of kickoff with the pregame show with Josh Briscoe and postgame show with Josh Briscoe. That was Rashee Rice. Him and Kareem Hunt combined yesterday for a total of 245 yards and a score. Hello. And that doesn't count the three receptions for 30 or 26 for Kareem.
I know. Yeah. He had that one on like second and 10 where he kind of turned to the inside, got an extra right. 6 or 7 yards for that first down. He had a, what a day, man.
30 rushes for 104 for Kareem Hunt, the MVP of yesterday's game.
Most carries he's ever had in his career yesterday.
With help on the way, with Damian Pierce officially choosing the Kansas City Chiefs over other playoff contending teams, I might add.
Probably. Think he'll play Thursday?
I
think he will.
Why not? I think Pacheco plays Thursday.
You do?
I do. I think they took him off this game and they saw the blueprint, right? We're just going to give the ball to Kareem Hunt all game long. And boy, did they. I believe the first two times they ran under center, Kareem Hunt would get a first down on a short third down run, like third and two. I think they ran under center, got like 2 yards. Very next play, under center, Kareem Hunt, 8 yards. 10 yards on two plays under center, and it worked. They went to Rashee Rice. Again, 8 targets for 141. In this offense. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy, 4 for 59. Huge play in overtime to set up the field goal. Huge play there from Xavier Worthy. Travis Kelce, 4 for 43. When you got Rice going for 141 and Xavier going 4 for 59, that's perfect for Travis Kelce.
It's great.
And you know what that recipe was yesterday, Mac? That was less was more. You don't need the heroics. I mean, I know they tried to throw it down to Tyquan Thornton a couple of times. I know they tried to do some trickery to start the game. It ended in an interception. They tried to do more with less. And then they went with less is more. We talked about it last week. Just go with where you can go. The hell with everybody's going to eat. Let somebody eat more. You'll see it this Thursday at your family's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, someone's going to eat more.
Uncle Ronnie going to have 3 plates. Saw it at Friendsgiving. One guy's going to go in there 3 to 4 times. Or you can go in there once and get a little bit of everything and just enjoy your plate. That's what the Chiefs did yesterday. Set up Harrison Butker to hit 40-yarders, 35-yarders, run the ball with Kareem Hunt, and find Rashee Rice. And boy, did they.
Yeah, don't overthink it, right? Sometimes we can overthink sports so much. Bob talks about it as far as baseball. Sometimes you just need to say see ball, hit ball. Sometimes in football, you just need to look at, hey, who are my best players? Okay, let's figure out how to get them the ball. And you know, sometimes with Andy Reid, he's so good at what he does. So he's thinking, okay, how can I get them the ball in space 25 yards downfield? I think right now, like eventually that would be great. And if they can do that consistently, that's awesome. But for right now, just little things like yesterday, you saw a drag route from Rashee Rice. He catches it for 4 or 5 yards. Guess what? He takes the yak, baby. I mean, Rashee Rice's yak yesterday was off the charts. And that 47-yard reception that we played coming back from the break, that increased the Chiefs' win probability from 29% to 51%. And it wasn't like it was a crazy design, some innovative new Andy Reid play. He got a guy a little bit open on man coverage, and Rashee Rice was able to do the rest of the work. It was a quick throw, got it in. This stuff sometimes can be simple.
Yak City.
Yak City, baby. Yak City. So Rashee Rice, he and Kareem Hunt, both co-MVPs as far as the offense was concerned. We'll get to the defense coming up here in a little bit because they were obviously off the charts. But yeah, like if you can just get your guys in space and let them do what they do, this doesn't have to be as hard. And again, I'm looking that I've been the optimist. I was going into this game for the reasons that we saw yesterday. They showed up. They won when they needed to. It wasn't pretty, but they got it done. But also for the other fact that, dude, there's so much meat left on that bone. There's so much, like, juice left of that squeeze, man. Seriously, like they should have had over 30 points yesterday, and I believe they'll continue to nullify and eradicate the mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, you could also say the Colts, if Mahomes doesn't have an interception, they don't have 20 points. Yes. You don't play overtime. If Juwan Taylor doesn't get called for the face mask penalty, there's 7, right? Yep. So 14 points right there. I do want to bring this up from the text line, 913-586-7965. We're here all day for you here on I don't know, morning hour, Mac and Dusty, Bob's in Jersey. But somebody from the 417, are we just going to pretend Mahomes isn't a huge problem right now? We trash the play calling a lot, but Mahomes isn't letting any plays develop. If his first read isn't there, he panics in the pocket, even with a 3-man rush, and becomes happy feet Mahomes. He just hasn't been good these last 3 weeks. Guys were open yesterday, but Mahomes was focused too much on the non-existent pass rush of the Colts.
I mean, I don't think he's 100% wrong. I wouldn't say huge problem.
I would say there's a little bit, like I told Briscoe in his pregame show yesterday, I think he just has lost his driver on the tee box. And I think yesterday, you know, he was just using the 3-wood or the hybrid or an iron. He wasn't going with the 1-wood. He just wasn't, it's not there right now. And until he gets that fixed or finds out if it's, you know, because I get the driving range, you can go there and be like, okay, so I'm over gripping with my right hand, or I'm not bringing my right hip through the ball, or I'm lined up, my alignment's wrong. Once you find that, and then you see it come out, or you put a kink in your swing, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, if I just kind of move the club head a little bit to the left, it takes away that slice and kind of cancels each other out. There were times yesterday where Tony was calling that, where he was like, he's just got to let that work out and not move up and just let the play develop. So I'm not 100% against that texter, but I'm not 100% with, if that makes sense. I think there is some problems in Mahomes' game that could be fixed, but I think yesterday, I mean, he did what we wanted him to do, give the ball to Kareem Hunt, because they did not believe you were running the ball. Yep. The entire game, from the first quarter to overtime, they still did not believe that you were running the ball. And you're about to play one of the teams that has one of the worst defensive fronts in football. Now it's gotten better.
Say they did.
They did. It's gotten better.
It's got a little better.
But
yeah.
Statistically would tell you that they can beat this team doing exactly what they did against 100%. The Colts.
Even with Quinnen Williams there, I believe that. I believe that completely. And again, like, yeah, that was the Romo talking point, right? Rushing through your progression, going too quick. And I actually think the thing that I would point out in this text is he said, even with a 3-man rush, I would say especially, and I would say almost like solely the 3-man rush. That is when you can get Mahomes flustered. When you have so much time, when you have all the options in front of you and you start looking too long. And that's where he struggles the most. But again, like we've seen him struggle with this throughout his career, going back to the first time they played Lou Anarumo in that Cincinnati AFC Championship.
Heard that guy's name way too much yesterday.
Way too much, right? 2020, 2021, whenever that was. And he pulled it back out with a 3-man rush, drop 8. Mahomes has gone through that, struggled with it, and gotten past it and progressed. I believe he'll do it again.
Yeah, somebody says he just basically regurgitated everything that Tony Romo was saying all day yesterday. No, 100%. Like, that's all Tony was saying. And Tony did get back to his roots where he, like, nailed a play, where he's like, here it comes, Jim. He's going to do his thing here, where he's going to let the play develop, and he's going to take off for a big run here. Very next play, it was the exact same thing. He did that. So, like, it's good to see that Romo still got his, you know, little bit in there. But there was a lot of Tony saying that yesterday. Like, he's moving too quick. And then Mahomes apparently from the text line acknowledged in postgame that he was going through his reads a little quick. But that's part of what this atmosphere is, right? This is that playoff sort of vibe. You would like to see a little bit more like of a hog flex from Mahomes in those moments where it's like, I don't care what the moment is. But again, he drove them down in overtime and got them the win to win 23-20.
Yes. And you know what Roman was also saying is like he doesn't have the trust in his receivers. Let's say that's true. You know what can get you a lot of trust? winning a tight ass game.
Yep.
Having your receivers catch those passes when you needed it.
And it's all that walk off win.
Yep. Damn right, dude. This can change. This will change the whole outlook of the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs season. I was telling you, I told you last week, plus 1,100 to win the Super Bowl.
I bet that number's down. I
bet it's cut in half.
I bet it's, if you want to look right now, I bet it's plus 650.
I'll say
plus 800 because they're still in 10th place, right?
Yeah, they are in 10th place.
I bet it's plus 800.
Still go grab it. Plus 1,000. Go grab
it. Okay. Yep. Outside the numbers. He was saying that a lot yesterday, too, from the text line. Yes. I did hear that a lot yesterday. Credit where credit's due. Spags had himself a game. We talk about it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.